Welcome.
Log Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another edition of Empowerment 365. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm your empowerment coach, Marvin Rohn, and today we have another show for you. So if you would, just sit back, relax, begin the practice of working on yourself, and attempt to become the best person that you could be today and every day. The empowerment is a daily practice. It's a practice of working on yourself. It's a practice of looking at yourself and determining what it is that you want to do with yourself and then becoming. It's a simple effort of every day working on yourself. So as always, we begin with the empowerment pledge. And that pledge simply is I will work on myself. I work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And if you would, with support and assistance, just strive to develop the tools necessary to become a better person. Welcome growth within yourself by acknowledging that you are becoming better every day, one day at a time. And all you have to do is simply try to work on yourself. Create a goal, establish quiet time, and begin to develop strategies that will help you overcome obstacles, remove those chains, mental stress, learn to relax, learn to appreciate who you are, learn to respect yourself and others, and you'll have it. Very simple process, but it requires work on your part, and that work is simply trying. So today we will talk about how to work on yourself and the process of doing that today and every day. So if you would, just sit back for a moment. And as always, we begin with this gratitude is starting your day with simple gratitude. Starting your day with thanksgiving. Starting your day with being thankful for your life. If you would, for just a moment, just humble yourself. Take the time out of your morning, your day, just to say thank you for your life. And can you get to a place within yourself where you acknowledge the gift, the blessing, the opportunity to experience another day? To experience another day with mental health, emotional health, physical health, and the benefit of the blessing of existence, the absolute blessing of the experience, and that you've been given another day. Simply try to live your life as best you can. Just begin today to work on yourself, humble yourself, do something for someone else. Apply yourself in a practice of giving to others, of service to others. Being able to do things for others without requiring anything in return other than your kind-heartedness. And sometimes that makes all the difference in the world because it helps us to humble ourselves. It helps to deflate the ego, and it helps you to work on becoming the best person that you could be. So today, crush your ego by making yourself a living example of how to become, how to treat another person, how to live with respect for yourself and for others. And then practicing forgiveness, taking the opportunity to clean your slate every day, letting go of the past, removing some negative thoughts, actions and activities, and taking that finger that we tend to point at blaming others and turning that thing around at yourself. And as you turn that finger around at yourself, begin to forgive yourself. I forgive myself for anything that I've done wrong to others. I forgive myself for any negative words, actions, activities, beliefs, behaviors, or anything else. Can you forgive yourself right now? Can you just let it go and chalk it up as an experience within your life? then can you humble yourself even more to forgive others. Practice forgiveness every day. Allow yourself to release and forgive. Find something or someone to forgive for some past transgression, some past mistake, some past decision that someone made against you, some hater. Forgive that hater right now. If you can see their face or call their name out and forgive them and let them go. Practicing forgiveness today. Let go and begin the practice of working on yourself by allowing yourself peace of mind to let go of the past. Let go of negative feelings. Let go of that past relationship. Let go of that past hurt, that past injury. And be very present right here and now. If you would do that every day, just a little bit at a time, practicing forgiveness, practicing humbling yourself, practicing gratitude every day, then you'll see your life begins to change. And you want it to change. You want to grow. You want to become empowered. You want to become motivated. You want to become inspired. You want to become the best person that you can be today and every day. And that's what the empowerment is all about. It's all about you working on yourself to become. And that practice is a simple practice of working on yourself every day to create the change within your life, within yourself. And I know many of you are asking, Marvin, how do you create this change? How do I create this change? It is a process of creating a goal, creating an idea that you can stick with, creating a foundation for change and empowerment by doing the one thing, and that's working on yourself. It's creating an atmosphere of consistency, and it begins with a covenant. And this covenant is a bonding, unbreakable agreement that you make with yourself. And as you humble yourself right now, and as you begin to trust yourself, and as you begin to love yourself, and as you begin to honor yourself, start today with honoring yourself by becoming honest. And if you can become honest with yourself, if you can create an honest relationship with yourself where you don't lie to yourself, if you can begin today to develop that covenant, that agreement that you make within yourself about how you will live your life and who you will become, your standard of living, if you can tell yourself, I'm making a covenant agreement today with myself that I will live this way, and this is what I won't do, this is how I will proceed, and then stick with that, work with that, and become out of that mindset, develop commitment, consistent commitment to working on yourself and working on your goal. Consistent personal development by honoring your covenant every day, by pursuing your goal of becoming committed, being consistent every day at working at it, consistent every day at becoming, you will see the change that is created with your every effort, every day. And that effort is a consistent trying. Not a struggle, but a consistent small efforts of working on yourself. You begin that covenant agreement and then you transition into becoming committed. It creates a desire within yourself that motivates and inspires you and empowers you to become different. Requires change. Consistency develops change, and you want to develop change within yourself and your life today. And all you have to do is simply try to work on yourself today and every day. It's the empowerment process of change, creating that goal, sticking with it. A lot of times what we do is we create goals and we stick with it for a little while, and then we go back to doing the same things we used to do. But here, right now, with that covenant agreement, with that bonding, unbreakable agreement, the honesty pledge that you make to yourself, that you will work on yourself, I will become honest with myself and all others. Can you begin to live your life of truth, of being true to yourself, being truly committed to the change? Can you become truly committed to create the change within yourself and within your life? And can you make a covenant agreement for change? And that change begins within yourself, within your mind. It's a mental change. It's a mental shift that will allow you to practice working on yourself within. It's mind, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, this thought, thinking. All of these things are required for you to grow and change. And if you would just begin to simply try, to simply practice every day working on yourself, creating quiet space where you can sit and listen, getting away from the ruckus, getting away from all of the running around, settling yourself down and becoming grounded, getting off the beaten path, becoming motivated and inspired and empowered to become the best person that you could be today and every day. The question for you today is, can you demonstrate your ability to create a change within yourself and within your life by simply trying to work on yourself? Work on your mind and your mindset. Examine your ways of thinking. Challenging yourself to become better. Holding yourself to your covenant. Working on yourself every day. Simply becoming the best person that you can be today and every day. You can create this change within your life and within yourself by consistently creating a mindset that allows you to feel good about yourself. Creating a mindset that will allow you to love yourself more today and every day. Creating a mindset, a way of living that will allow you to demonstrate your ability every day to show that you care. Show that you're capable of love and compassion. Demonstrate your ability to respect yourself and others on a regular, consistent, daily basis. And all you have to do is simply try to work on yourself, to work on change, to become the example, to create that change within your heart and within your mind. And if you could do this, if you can simply try to become motivated, to become inspired, to become empowered, if you would create the change within, and as you create the change within, you will see that this very change will happen in your life as well. The process of working on yourself today and every day, it's a process of peace and personal empowerment, of simply trying to become the best person that you can be today and every day. I'm Marvin Roan, and this has been Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation, inspiration, personal empowerment, and change with you today and every day. It's up to you to begin to work on yourself, to simply try to become. And all you have to do is take a step, just that one step in the direction of change by honoring and creating a covenant agreement. Bond with that agreement. Become committed to change. Committed to working on yourself. Become consistent at your daily practice of doing the best that you can to become the best person that you can be. Visit me on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. Look, peruse, listen, find a coaching program. We have several programs that may work for you. You can always contact me. Become the best person that you could be today and every day. Peace.